Upon realizing his life was at risk, Gucci shot back. Some people say he reached for his gun, where other stories say he may have disarmed one of the men and took his. He shot the gun, killing one of the men as the others ran off. 3 days would go by until someone found the body of the deceased man in the woods behind an elementary school. When the smoke cleared, authorities identified the man as Pookie Locke, one of Jeezy's prodigies under his CTE label. After 9 days, Gucci Mane would turn himself in, claiming self-defense. He released a statement saying, "He's not a murderer, but he was scared for his life, and he had to be a man about it." The case would later be dismissed after his eyewitness confirmed that Gucci acted in self-defense when 5 men tried to rob him. Going forward, Jeezy would still deny any involvement with the bounty, despite Pookie Locke being directly tied to him in his CTE label. Gucci Mane would go public saying he suffered from PTSD from this event, and would shoot jabs about it in his raps years later. One of the most famous lines he stated was this: "Go dig your partner, nigga, I bet he can't say shit." The two would continue this feud for over 15 years, until November 19, 2020, where they were put in the same room as each other. In 2020, during the world pandemic of COVID-19, record producers Timbaland and Swizz Beatz would start a webcast series titled Versus. With rappers unable to perform, this was a great way for hip-hop fans to watch their favorite rappers go head-to-head, showcasing their hit songs in a battle-like competition. After Jeezy was invited to the show, he requested to go up against Gucci Mane, thinking it would bring good entertainment seeing the longtime feud go head-to-head.